This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome, Trivia Nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I have a special guest here today. Meredith is celebrating Thanksgiving, so I actually talked my daughter, Gigi, into playing along today, and we are going to be playing grocery store trivia, which seems fitting for Thanksgiving, don't you think?
Yeah.
So I have to ask Gigi, we're just getting ready to start cooking the dinner. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I like mashed potatoes.
That's a good pick. I also like the mashed potatoes, and I'm a big pie person. I like pie more than cake, which I know is controversial. Another controversial stance, I don't like turkey. How do you feel about turkey?
I don't like it either.
I either like the dark meat or I like ham, and we're going to be doing both a turkey and a ham this year because we're a little bit bougie and we're a little bit picky. So we leave the turkey to the boys, and Gigi and I are going to have the honey baked ham. Delicious?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be playing grocery store trivia this Thanksgiving week, which seems fitting because I feel like I've been to the grocery store only 1,000 times for getting everything for this holiday. I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of trivia, Gigi. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer, and you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question one. According to the commercials, "Bet you can't eat just one" is the slogan for what brand of salty snack?
Lay's potato chips.
That's right. I think it's true. I can only eat just one whole bag of potato chips. All right. Question two. Craisins are both a popular snack and a registered trademark. What fruit is used to make craisins?
Cranberries.
That's true. And you love them. You love craisins. You eat them all the time, just out of the box. All right. Question three. Introduced in 1927, what powdered drink mix busted in as the official state drink of Nebraska, where it was invented?
I don't know.
It's actually Kool-Aid. Have you ever had Kool-Aid?
Yes.
I've had it so much. It was like the official drink of my childhood. I didn't give it to you guys as much, but I had a ton of it. My favorite had to have been the blue packet, which I think was like Tropical Punch. That was my favorite Kool-Aid. Okay, question four. Ernie, Elmer, Buckets, Ma, and Doc are just some of the elves who helped advertise the sweet treats of what food brand, which has been owned by Ferrero since 2019?
I don't know.
They are Keebler elves and they make the cookies in the tree, which is important. You should know that. Okay. Question five, dramatically different from today's sweet fruit associated with summertime and Harry Styles. What large fruit was cultivated for hundreds of years simply for hydration purposes, not just food?
Watermelon.
That's right. Watermelon. All right. Question six. Traditionally found on bagels, poppy seeds, toasted sesame seeds, dried garlic, dried onion, and salt are a common mix of ingredients with what trendy seasoning?
Everything seasoning?
Yes. Your dad puts that on everything. Everything but that bagel seasoning is what I think it's called at Trader Joe. All right, question seven. Reflecting their shape, the pasta known as orecchiette comes from the Italian name for which body part? And I'm fully aware that I probably butchered that. Orecchiette? Orecchiette? Is that how you say it? I'm sure you'll tell me. right. Do you have any idea, Gigi?
Nope.
It's ears. They're shaped like tiny ears. I may not be able to pronounce it, but I can eat it and it is delicious. Okay, question eight. What brand consists of sweet and sour candy powder poured into the mouth from a package that looks like a drinking straw?
Pixie Sticks?
Yes, Pixie Sticks. I basically banned these when you guys were kids because they made you so hyper. All right, question nine. Coffee was the first food to be preserved through what long-lasting cold method?
I don't know.
That would be freeze-dried. Keeps it nice and fresh. All right, final question. Spam is a popular food in Hawaii. Which two words were combined to create the brand name?
Spiced ham?
How did you know that? It is spiced ham. Do you like Spam?
No.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Okay. Good first round. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll play round two of grocery store trivia.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Do you struggle to save money every month? With Rocket Money, you can quickly identify all those sneaky subscriptions that keep charging you month after month after month after month that I have completely forgotten about. You can cancel them. You don't need to use them anymore. It's such an easy way to start saving money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. You can cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails back and forth with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped us save its customers an average of $720 a year and $1 million in total savings so far. Stop wasting your money on things you don't actually use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round two of grocery store trivia. I feel like if you do really well, you have to take over grocery shopping.
No.
No? Are you sure? They have delivery services now. All you have to do is click a button. Nothing. You're ignoring me. Okay. It's going to be real funny when you're making dinner tonight. All right. Question one, round two. Introduced in 1962, Sunny the Cuckoo Bird was the mascot for what chocolatey General Mills cereal brand?
Cocoa Puffs?
Yep, he was Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All right, question two. The Cutie brand of produce primarily focuses on what miniature cousin of the orange?
Clementines?
That's true. And you love them. Okay. Question three. What brand of salad dressing, sauces, cookies, and other packaged food is named after the man who won Best Actor for starring in The Color of Money? This might have been before your time.
I don't know.
That would be Paul Newman of Newman's Own. Okay, question four. The original flavors of Pop-Tarts, which hit stores on the shelves in like 1964, were apple currant, which I know you would not like, blueberry, cinnamon sugar, and what other flavor?
I don't know.
That would be a strawberry. Do you like Pop-Tarts?
Yes.
Okay. So do we agree that the best flavor is obviously brown sugar?
No, it's strawberry.
I don't know about that. Okay. Question five. Which grocery store chain founded by two German brothers in 1946 is known for selling typical supermarket fare, but at low prices, plus its own brands like Millville, Happy Farms, and Simply Nature?
I'm not sure.
That would be Aldi. And I love shopping at Aldi. Question six. What popular condiment would you use as a base for tartar sauce?
Mayonnaise.
That's right. Mayonnaise. Question seven. What is the typical cheese that is part of a caprese salad?
I don't know.
That would be mozzarella cheese. Okay, question eight. What larger variant of the sweet banana is frequently used for cooking? Your dad loves these things.
Plantains?
Yes, plantains. Question nine, introduced by Campbell Soup Company and marketed as less messy than spaghetti, what kid-friendly food sells hundreds of millions of units per year and has varieties of like meatballs and sliced franks?
SpaghettiOs?
Okay, have you ever had SpaghettiOs?
Yes.
Do you like them?
No.
Oh my gosh, I even ate them cold out of the can as a kid, you guys. I loved SpaghettiOs. Okay, final question. A millennial favorite. What fruit is sometimes known as the alligator pear?
Is it avocado?
It is avocado. Good job. Not bad. I think you did pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Are you ready to head to the grocery store and then to the kitchen to help me cook Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
Ugh. Fine, but we're definitely watching the parade in the morning. All right, guys, I hope you had fun playing this grocery store episode of Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. We love playing with you this holiday season. Thanks for always listening. Head over to our Facebook page and Instagram. Let us know how you did on this episode, as well as if you have any shout outs or birthday requests or want to see your picture on our socials. We love that. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, but hey, put your name in there so we know who to give the shout out to, as well as sending us messages on Instagram and Facebook. Just make sure your parents do it and we have your permission to post. We love that. All right, guys, have an amazing holiday week, trivia nerds.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, 7 days a week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes with stories about impending hurricanes, winter storms, or even what not to miss in the night sky. So listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts.